Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Asked you, how's life? You've always said, life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Gary Moore is our guest, our good friend. FinancialSeminary.org, FinancialSeminary.org is his website. The books are there. Look up America, Faithful Finances 101. Be sure to find his Sir John Templeton book. That's awesome. Gary, thanks again for being here. Last thoughts. We'll wrap it up for us. We've been talking about the future of capitalism.
Yep.
Is it going to wind up? You know what happens, Gary, when the muckety-mucks decide to fix something, they don't really fix what's wrong, which is usually closer to them. They tinker around the edges farther away from them, and they come up with policies that don't actually work. They sound good. They feel good. They look good on paper, but they don't actually work because they're contrived. You and I both know capitalism, pure capitalism that works, isn't contrived at all. What do you think?
Well, yes, the problem at root, and this is really what I learned from Sir John Templeton, okay? He was a legendary investor, probably the most respected financier in the world, and the most religious, Jim. Again, I don't want to preach, but he used to do a poster for the American Bible Society that in essence said all of his success in life, and he came from nothing. I mean, he truly was a self-made billionaire. And it says he learned in Sunday school, okay? The concept that you should love your neighbor as yourself is familiar to small business people, Jim. But in corporate America, that saying is only true unless you incorporate
right
in a major way and become a huge corporation. Then you follow Milton Friedman and you only look out for the stockholders, which means looking out for yourself by making the stock price go up.
If we had Sir John Templeton, Adam Smith, and Milton Friedman, if we resurrected all three of them and put them on a panel right now to discuss 21st century reality and capitalism,
yep.
What do you think do you think they would argue? You think they would stick to their guns, or you think they would modify?
Well, I want to throw one more guy in that, and that's Peter Drucker.
Okay, good. I agree with that.
Consultant. And in his book, he specifically wrote a chapter refuting Milton Friedman. The world has two ideas. Drucker said the primary purpose of a business is to make money for the stockholders, because if you don't, it's going out of business, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
But then it said Friedman is very, very wrong in saying it is the only responsibility of a corporation.
Right.
When you forget the stakeholders, then you're going to go out of business. Self-serving institutions. Sir John used to say, forget yourself, take care of those around you, and the money will come to you because people will know you as a reputable business person. People know who greedy people.
Gary, if I believe the thing that would modify their opinions, that Smith and Friedman, I think those two, they're the keepers of the invisible hand and the shareholder. I believe those two would look at the reality of digital leverage, what we have right now called digital leverage, because they didn't live in a world when there was digital leverage; it was still analog leverage.
Right.
I believe if they could see what digital leverage is doing and how it's converting people from investors to traders, and it's all about what's happening this second, you can't operate $1 billion or $1 million business on second by second. You have to take a longer view. I believe they would modify their advice now. What do you think?
I think you're right, but I think Adam Smith would be somewhere in the middle, Jim. before he wrote The Wealth of Nations, he wrote a book called The Moral Sentiment.
He did.
And he basically said that if you are purely interested in money and greedy, that it's going to hurt you. But yeah. He didn't get into all of that in The Wealth of Nations, and that's what we read. Most people don't know about his theory of moral sentiment.
No, that's right. I've talked about that on the show before. Hey, Gary, I got to wrap it up. You always make us think. We always get smarter when you join us. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. Gary, will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
Good job today. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. And that's financialseminary.org. That's his website. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.